Interesting items 11/16. Howdy all, a few interesting items for your information. Enjoy. In this issue. 1. Next. 2. Fraud. 3. Vaccine. 4. Dominion. 1. Next. 2 weeks after the most fraudulent election since the 1876 Hayes-Tilden affair, and we have found out several things. First, there was massive election fraud in multiple states, including Oz, which was not previously a problem. The voting machine, software systems have come under scrutiny. And there is a runoff for 2 U.S. Senate seats in GA in January, another state with voting fraud. Given where we are, where do we go next? Appears the overnight hiatus in vote counting in at least 5 states, PA, ME, GA, NC, Y, was conveniently timed for the automated part of the election theft to proceed. While widely reported, the halt in counting, as usual, has been vehemently denied. But closer analysis has demonstrated that entire blocks of tens to hundreds of thousands of Trump votes were either reversed, discarded, or applied to Biden's totals, particularly in Y, ME and PA. Appears the halt in active counting was timed to remove Republican observers from the premises that standard harassment and Wuhan flu restrictions were unable to do. The media has demonstrated its power in this election cycle by burying the Hunter Biden laptop story. Had they reported it to the extent that they reported Bush 43's DUI in 2000 or Lawrence Walsh's indictment of Cap Weinberger in 1992, I expect we would have had an entirely different outcome. By successfully doing this, the media has demonstrated that they are the most powerful player in the public scene, something they continue with their gaslighting routine touting Biden's so-called win. And if the media is truly this powerful, what does Trump do in response? One answer would be to become a media mogul should he not take office for a second term. Word is out that Attant is looking at selling CNN. Can you consider of a better platform for Trump to operate from over the next 4 years, or longer? Better yet, can you consider what such a platform will do with all the declassified information on the deep state that Trump will make public over the next couple of months? Add to this the Fox exit people jettisoning FNC and you have a ready-made and enthusiastic audience. As returns continue to be counted, close House races continue to fall however slowly for Republican candidates. As of this writing, they look like they have picked up 10 to 12 seats, with an outside chance at getting within 2 seats, 216 to 214 after it is all over. Things are tight enough that current Speaker Pelosi has asked the, potentially, incoming Biden administration not to ask any current House Democrats to join the new infestation. She doesn't make that request if all is well with her majority. With the announcement of Alaska's results, Republicans hold 50 to 48 seats in the U.S. Senate, with the 2 GA Republicans in an early January runoff. One is paired with a Reverend Wright race baiting wannabe. The other with a pajama boy. Given the ongoing fraud in Fulton County, a fair statewide election and subsequent count remains to be seen. At worst, the Senate will be a 50-50 tie with newly ensconced VP Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote time after time after time. At best, we will end up with a 52-48 Senate majority, which is just outside the ability of Mitt Romney to muck things up, though I do expect Lisa Murkowski to do her level best, though she is up for re-election and may be on a somewhat shorter leash than normal. There is no small amount of skepticism that the Trump legal team will be able to get federal courts to throw out enough mail-in and absentee ballots to make any difference, though the reject rate in the 6 states in the center of the fraudulent returns is phenomenally low. It appears that they are focusing on the Dominion software system and voting machines as the only things that can change massive numbers of recorded votes at the drop of a hat. Dominion is currently owned by a Canadian company. Apparently has an anti-FA friendly VP who ran his mouth before the election and has ties to Maduro's Venezuela. Looks like the plan is to get the courts to call state counts hopelessly corrupted and get them to toss the entire thing back to either the state legislatures or, barring that, to the House of Representatives on Jan 6. For his part, Scott Adams believes that the Trump team will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt the massive voting fraud that is attempting to install Harris, Biden. Whether Trump is able to get state legislatures to send Republican electors instead of fraudulent Democrat ones remains to be seen. Adams is increasingly of the opinion that Trump will prove his case and refuse to take office, essentially doing what Nixon did in 1960 or what Washington did at the end of his second term, turning it over for the good of the nation. Washington was well regarded for this choice. Nixon, not so much. 2. Fraud. Rampant fraud stories continued to spill out over the course of last week. Every single one of them were either debunked by the media or outright censored, banned by Facebook or Twitter. I have a pretty good explanation of what went on in NV, Y, ME and PA. Not such good understanding of either Oz or GA. But did run across a couple stories that were interesting. More than 100,000 absentee ballots in PA have unlikely or impossible return dates. 51,000 of them are marked as returned a day after they were sent out. Nearly 35,000 were returned on the same day as they were mailed. And 23,000 have a return date before they were mailed out. More than 9,000 have no sent date. If true, this would imply that Blue City Democrats have cracked the ultimate physics problem, that a faster-than-light, FTL, travel, something they can make a great deal of money selling rather than simply using it to steal elections. There is an old limerick about this. There was a young lady named Bright, whose speed was much faster than light. She set out one day, in a relative way, and returned the previous night. At least two law firms working on Trump election challenges have dropped out. Porter Wright Morris and Arthur was representing Trump in the PA election fraud. A combination of threats from the odious Lincoln Project and doxing from Washington, D.C.-based and organized protesters is encouraging top legal firms to remove themselves from the legal battlefield. By behaving in such a cowardly manner, they are about to cut themselves off from half their potential customer base. 3. Vaccine. The day after the media proclaimed Harris, Biden the winner of the presidential election a week ago, Pfizer announced a 95% successful vaccine for the Wuhan flu. This demonstrates the sort of inside baseball that will once again become a way of life should a new administration take office. They notified the Harris, Biden people first. The Trump team, which had funded Pfizer's work, was left to find out when the news hit Facebook and Twitter. Pfizer, which had taken $1.9 billion of Warp Speed funding, initially denied that their work was tied in any to the WH vaccine initiative. They walked that back less than 24 hours later as the WH reminded them that they had taken the money. Looks like Pfizer could have made their announcement a week or two before the election but chose to sit on it for political reasons. Over the weekend, Moderna announced their version of the vaccine with a similar success rate against the virus. Trump held a WH briefing on the vaccine, prompting the blackly murderous NY Governor Andrew Cuomo to sanctimoniously tell the media that he would not allow any vaccines into NY until his medical team certified it as safe. This prompted Trump to take him at his word and promise not to make any available to NY unless NY specifically requested it, yet another thing that shocked, simply shocked the media. These announcements allowed members of the Harris, Biden Wuhan flu team to start running their mouths in public, with one of them discarding the notion of America first, and opining that we need to make the vaccine available to the rest of the world before it is widely available for Americans. They also started wrestling with the notion of mandatory vaccinations, something rejected by the Supreme Courts over a century ago with smallpox. Biden voters are about to enter H.L. Mencken land where democracy is the theory that the common people know what they want, and deserve to get it good and hard. 4. Dominion. Sidney Powell has her crosshairs squarely on the Dominion software used in over 30 states to tell election results. Her interest is based on the ability to flip tens to hundreds of thousands of tabulated votes at the drop of a hat. It appears that the company pushed an update to the attached systems a day or so before the election. This update was neither certified or tested by any of the states. Most of them may or may not have known about the update. Such is the problem you have with sensitive systems connected directly to the internet. Powell is on the warpath, calling for summary firing of CIA Director Gina Haspel for not objecting to the use of election software. Newsweek, among others reporting Powell's charges, go well out of their way attempting to point out that all the charges have been debunked. Democrats are well connected and active with the Dominion system, with Pelosi's former chief of staff as a lobbyist for Dominion, and Richard Bloom, Dianne Feinstein's husband, being a significant shareholder. She believes she has evidence that Dominion even tilted some of the Democrat primaries from Bernie Sanders to Biden. Powell also noted that at least 450,000 ballots have been identified in key states that have only a single mark for Biden and nothing for any down-ballot race. She believes that this fraud stole U.S. Senate elections from candidates in GANME. Powell, who has almost single-handedly saved the career of Michael Flynn, who was railroaded by the Mueller probe, is not a lawyer to be trifled with. She claims to have evidence for all of her claims. I would not bet against her. If she is correct, we may find that the software stole millions of Trump votes, either disappearing them into the bit bucket or giving them to Biden. She has evidence of kickbacks from Dominion to state officials who approved purchase and installation of the systems. More later. AG. If ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. Samuel Adams, Speech at the Philadelphia State House, August 1, 1776.